North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue has signed an emergency declaration to help Western North Carolina recover from the major rock slide that occurred early Sunday in Haywood County, blocking both lanes of Interstate 40, approximately 3 miles from the Tennessee border. The declaration of a state of emergency is the first step in seeking federal funds to help clear debris and repair the road. The governor said, "Today I saw the rock slide firsthand. Not since 1997 has Western North Carolina seen a slide of this magnitude, longer than a football field and the width of a two-car garage. The cleanup process is underway, and it will be a 24/7 operation. I want to reopen I-40 as quickly as possible," she said, "with public safety our first goal. Western North Carolina is open for business, and the leaf season is spectacular. So use our alternate routes during your visit and enjoy all Western North Carolina has to offer." Perdue said the landslide does not affect traffic coming to the mountains from the south, north, or east. Travelers to and from the west are being rerouted along Interstates 26 and 81. Initial damage assessments from state transportation officials estimate the cleanup and repair will cost $7 million to $9 million and take at least 3 months to complete. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.
We'll work from the top and secure everything as we come down. We'll use some of the material that's fallen to build a ramp to gain access to certain areas, and then work our way to the bottom and basically clean it up as we go, stabilize it, and then once we finish, then certainly there will be repair work needed on the roadway.
You know, our first concern is it has to be safe enough to allow the public to come to travel by it. You don't want rocks falling on cars.